Chapter 6, Omega. Apparatus 5 Hydra, elapsed time, Omega 1, 138.28 XXB, 20th Legion Battle Barge Beta. Omegon stepped outside the confines of his chamber. Like his brother, he did not keep stately rooms or quarters of rank, distinction, and significance. His dormitory cell was small and sparse, and apart from its temporary nature, it was no different from that of any Alpha Legionnaire. He stood there in the darkness, his ceremonial plate resting against the cell door, and breathed deeply. Whenever he closed his eyes, he found the horror of inevitability waiting for him, the scalding truths that the acuity had presented to him and Alpharius. The third paradox. He rubbed his eyes with a finger and thumb. His mind ached with responsibility. He thought on the tortuous network of contacts and relationships, secrets and lies, betrayals and bought allegiances. They were spread out across the galaxy and closing like a net. Omegon saw himself at the knotted heart of the entanglement. He would tug on various threads and exert his influence however he might, but he also felt drawn between the increasing demand of their concerns. The Primarch activated the chamber's floating lumen orbs. His arming cabinet was open, and his operational plate, a suit indistinguishable from that of any other Alpha Legionnaire, sat on its reinforced frame. His bolt gun, blade, and pistol were displayed also, as well as his helmet, which seemed to fix him with the dead gaze of its blank optics. Beside it, covered by a loose shroud, was his other suit of armor. To the casual eye, it was plain and unadorned. Let him see the fallen fruit sitting warm and inviting in the afternoon sun, Omegon whispered to the empty battle plate. And let me be the serpent beneath, hidden and waiting to strike.